Thor. "Look what you've done, Loki, you wicked trickster. How dare you cut off my wife's beautiful hair?" Loki. "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Thor. I just thought it would be funny for Sif to wake up and find her hair gone. Really, the scissors almost seemed to take over my hand and make me do it." Thor. "I don't want to hear any excuses. Sif is crying her eyes out, and you think it's funny? Do you know how long it took for her hair to grow that long?" Loki. "I'll get the hair back for Sif. I promise I will. I'll find her some hair that's even more beautiful. In fact, I'll find her hair that's spun out of real gold." Thor. "You're going to find hair spun out of real gold? Is this another one of your tricks, Loki?" Loki. "No, Thor, I mean it. I promise you, I'll do it." Thor, finally letting Loki go. "You'd better keep that promise, Loki, because if you don't, you'll be sorry." He storms out of the room. Loki, sinking to the floor. "Oh, now what can I do?" He shakes his head. "Why did I have to get the god of thunder and lightning mad at me? I've got to think. All right, I promised I'd get real golden hair. I'll go across the river to Nidavellir, the home of those master blacksmiths, the elves." He jumps up and exits. Scene 3. The cave of Ivaldi the blacksmith in Nidavellir, above the riverbank. The river flows swiftly past. Two elves, the sons of Ivaldi, are hammering a piece of metal. They put down their hammers when Loki enters. Elf 1. "Well, brother, look who's here. Can you believe your eyes?" Elf 2. "The question is, why is he here?"